producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't know if I buy this, right? They say plus-sized models are fueling the obesity crisis. And these ads featuring large models promote the idea that overweight is acceptable. I don't think so. Okay, now mind you, I am not super skinny. Okay, I used to be pretty skinny. I'm not super skinny. And I got a couple little rolls, you know, little jelly rolls and kind of, you know, a little bit of, you know, booty here and, you know, all right. And you know, if somebody looked at a picture of me, I sincerely doubt they are coming home saying, I got to look like Dr. Dahlia. Okay, my guess is if somebody looked like me, they would probably run to the nearest salon and say, please, somebody do my hair. Somebody give me a spray on tan. Somebody, you know, make my unibrow two brows. And, you know, let's tone a little bit in some places. So I sincerely think that if you did see a picture of me, and that's not the most skinniest, that you guys would change your whole idea that, okay, you could eat more carbs. No. But I got to tell you something, okay? We have... And I don't know if it started with Oprah. We have started to realize that, you know, big can still be beautiful. And there was this whole campaign out there and this whole trend that we went through about, I don't know, 20 years ago, where you don't have to be super skinny to still look good and to still be attractive. And so it made people that like me that would never be a size zero model go, okay, you want to know what? I don't have to feel like crap about myself. Because in the 80s, everything was really, 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 really skinny. And then in the 90s, they're like, wait a second, you know, yeah, you got Beyonce out there. You can have a little bit more curves. It's okay. And so curves started to come back. Then, yes, as things always do, the pendulum swings the other way. So then you have, all right, well, you know what? We could be big and sexy and, you know, the bigger the better. In fact, it's at the point now where on Empire, there was a scene, there was a sex scene on Empire where there, I forget her name. She's a great actress and she plays, I guess the secretary or the manager of Empire. And there was a scene where her boyfriend and her were on a deck at, I guess, at her apartment. And she was in underwear and obviously very heavy. And many people criticized her, you know, for that scene. But many people were like, you know, good for you for showing that, you know, look, you know, the movie industry and the TV industry does not have to just be dominated by skinny minis. You know, people with a little bit more rolls and curves could be beautiful too. But the problem that we see, and I see what's going on here, is when it comes to weight, and I think many of us can vouch for this, you cannot turn your back on it for 1 second, okay? You let a week go by or 2 weeks go by, and all of a sudden you can't get your body back. And it is extremely frustrating. And I was told for years I'm not always going to be skinny. You know, the women in my family were like, enjoy it while it lasts. And I go, no, I'm just different than you. Okay, I'm different than you. I will always be skinny-er. Okay, I was never super skinny. But no, you guys just are different, and that's just your problem. And then all of a sudden, it became my problem. And you're like, no. And it happened so quickly. I remember taking pregnancy tests, going, maybe I'm pregnant. This is not right. because it didn't match up. I wasn't eating anything differently. I wasn't doing less exercise. It was just so hormonal or metabolism induced, and that it was a shock. So you're going to see that many researchers and you know, many people are echoing that, you know, just because we're trying to do the opposite now and show that we are very supportive of people who are overweight and we could find the beauty in them, that does not mean we let our guard down. Obesity is unhealthy. I know Chris Christie said, I don't know if he was on David Letterman, where he said, I am the healthiest fat guy there is. I hope so. I hope he's healthy. But you see, even he's trying to lose weight. Okay, slimming down is something that I think has to be a priority for all of us. And for those of us that don't need to slim down, maintaining body weight, absolutely. Now, I understand the BMI. People start to bag on that BMI scale and how ridiculous it is. And I don't like the BMI scale either. But look, it's the main guide we have right now. Okay? You know, saying, you know what, I could fit into that dress so I'm good. That's not a good enough guide. Guys, you're like, you know what, I could fit into my 32 jeans. I'm good. No, you're not. Okay? Because some of those jeans are stretched out or the tags are wrong. You need to make sure that you're eating right, you're doing exercise, and that you're keeping your weight under obesity levels. And it has to be a daily thing. So, all right, so I'm looking at these women. They're, you know, bigger women in underwear. I have to admit, the one thing, though, I would really like to commend these plus models for is I don't really see the cellulite. Okay, one of the reasons why I don't model, and I know I've been asked to many times, one is because no one's interested in a line of moo-moos, but two, it's because I'm like, you know, I think my legs are smooth, but on camera, they're not too smooth, not smooth at all. And so I have to hand it to whoever does this. They could really make, you know, overweight people look pretty attractive. I would, though, suggest, okay, if you are big-boned, like a lot of people say, well, I'm big-boned. Okay, there's a lot of fallacies to that, but I have to admit, there are some people with larger structure, like your feet. Like, for example, I have size 10 feet. There is no way I'm going to look like a size 2 or a girl with a size 5 foot, okay? No, she's not 10. There's women out there with size 5 feet. I don't know how they do it. Okay, so yeah, I'm going to be bigger, and I'm going to need a bigger dress size. But you could still be toned, and you could still be firm, and not so jiggly. I have a song called Jiggly Bells. I need to finish writing it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so scientists have now created, this is so cool, the world's first in vitro puppies! 7 half-pound mutts from 6 parents tumbled out of the womb of a single mother. And how did that happen? They said it was done by in vitro fertilization for dogs. Fertilizing an egg in a test tube, then implanting it in a woman's womb has been around since the 70s. Nothing new. But what about puppy dogs? You would think that it could be pretty similar for doggies. The team of researchers at Cornell University's College of Veterinary Medicine worked in conjunction with the Smithsonian Institution, managed to tweak the IVF in vitro fertilization procedure enough to produce 7 healthy in vitro fertilization puppies. First in the world. Now, the little baby doggies were born July 10th. They are a mix of beagle, Labrador, and Cocker Spaniel. I know some of you guys are like, okay, wait a second. Hold the phone. Hold the phone. Are we going to start now, you know, genetically engineering dogs? And I don't know. I don't know. But, I mean, if you could, you know, breed a dog that doesn't go pee-pee all over the place or eat the cat poop and then vomit it up on your bed, I would be very interested in a breed such as that. They say we took a puppy, rubbed it with a little towel, and when it started to squiggle and cry, we knew we had success. Well, wait, that means the little... Oh, okay, well, oh, I see. After they wanted to make sure the baby was alive. Okay, good. Their eyes were closed. They were just adorable, cute, and smooshed in faces. We checked them to make sure they looked normal and were all breathing. And they say the puppy's birth was a reward for years of research into making IVF work for dogs. But the problem, scientists say, is that the canine reproductive cycle differs from that of humans and other mammals. That's right. My biological clock is a very, very delicate instrument. I don't want anybody messing with that or trying to reproduce that in a lab. That'd be very dangerous. When the female dog's eggs were extracted at the same stage of their menstrual cycle, as is done in humans, the eggs were not ready to be fertilized. So I guess when I ovulate, that egg is good to go. I mean, he's got a college savings. You know, he has, you know, that suitcase, that kind of thing. The eggs are ready to go. I guess not in dogs. So they said, according to Cornell Veterinary College press release, the team found that if they left the egg in the oviduct one extra day, then the eggs reached the stage. You got to cook a little longer. They reached the stage where fertilization was most likely to occur. Altering the cell culture where the egg was fertilized also helped. So the researchers think this is going to be excellent for wildlife conservation. We can freeze and bank sperm to conserve the genetics of endangered species. The method can also be employed to preserve rare breeds, both of show and working dogs. I don't know which breed. I mean, no, they just practice with mutts, but I'm trying to think of what a good breed this could be good for. But it will also have consequences for human health. Dogs and humans have some shared 350 inherited diseases, including cancer and diabetes. They say using IVF will allow researchers to more closely examine how the traits that lead to those illnesses are passed down through dog and ultimately human DNA. All right. Yeah, okay, it's great. They have 7 adorable dogs now. I think it's cool that they were able to do this, but again, please be careful. Okay? You know, I don't understand how you tell a scientist to stop moving forward. You can't stop science. The science is there. Somebody is going to want to, you know, manipulate genetics or try to, breed things that may be evolutionary-wise or destined to be extinct. I don't know what some of the consequences would be for that. So I think it's cool, all right? I don't want anybody to stop science, but I'd say please tread carefully with that. Now, I got to tell you, though, I would love to have dogs that don't have the hip dysplasia. You know, those are so painful. These dogs, you know, have to go in through that. That would be nice. I mean, if they could breed out certain things. But then, you know, again, you got the argument, what about evolution? You know, survival of the fittest. That's how, you know, animals have to, that's how we better our species. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Somebody got hummus or baba ganoush all on my laptop. What is this? That is, I do not understand that. There's all this, yeah. That's baba ganoush. All right. I don't know. Who's eating? They don't give me any. Happiness, all right, will not help you live longer. Wait. Are you serious? Apparently there's a study contrary to the long-held and widespread belief that the more stressed and out of control your body is, you will feel it health-wise. They say, nope, there is no link between happiness and longevity. Using data from the Million Women Study in Britain, a prospective study about the cause of death in women recruited between 1996 and 2001, researchers used survey information that involved asking the patients to rate their feelings of health, happiness, stress, feelings of control, and whether they felt relaxed. About 720,000 of the 1 million women with a median age of 59 were in this main analysis. None had disease, stroke, chronic obstructive heart disease, COPD, or cancer at the time they answered the questions. Now, about 39% reported being happy most of the time. 44% usually happy, 17% unhappy. I'd like to say, if my husband was asked to rate me on happiness, he would probably rate me way lower than I would rate myself. I would rate myself as 100% happy. And I know that's wrong, but that's how I feel on some days. And then I would probably, if they said, no, you got to be accurate, you're not 100%. I'd probably, okay, 99.99% happy. Yeah, my husband would probably say maybe 8.2%. Because he gets to see the bad side. That's interesting. Can't ask the woman themselves. At the beginning of the study, those who perceived that poor health were much more likely to report unhappiness. All right, now this has been a link that was found where, you know, people think, okay, you know, if you're, you know, bad well-being, poor well-being, then, you know, poor mindset. Unhappiness, they say, was associated with smoking, lack of exercise, and not living with a partner. You know, that's true. If I was single, I probably wouldn't be as happy. You know, I always tell my husband I'd be much happier single, but that's really not true. I lie to him a lot, you know, just to keep him on his toes. I am so lucky to be, you know, to have him. I don't know what I would do single. You know, can you imagine having to always wear Spanx, always wear makeup, always groom, always be nice? You know, I want to be myself. I don't want to be nice. I don't want to, you know, try to appear I'm funny and happy and smart, you know? So I that's what's so refreshing about having a partner who is legally bound to you. And would have to go through thousands upon thousands of dollars to divorce you, right? He's stuck for a while. And that's why I'm happy. What's his happiness scale? I don't know. I don't think they go into negative digits. All right, so what did the happy group look like? They were older, had fewer educational qualifications, were doing strenuous exercise, were non-smokers, living with a partner, and this is key, participating in religious or other group activities. You belong to a church group. Or a club, or a, fraternity, sorority, or, you know, some group. That really, really helps. They also were more likely to get a lot of sleep. The researchers reported that the relationship between happiness and number of hours of sleep was J-shaped. The women reporting that 8 hours of sleep, most likely to be generally happy. Yeah, I got to tell you that. If I got a real good night's sleep, I'm in a good mood. Last night I slept for about 7.5 hours, much better than the 6 hours the night before, which is why I'm in a good mood. All right, but during 10 years of follow-up, things didn't progress as might be expected. 4% of the women who died were not unhappier than the rest. Researchers adjusted for factors like hypertension, diabetes, asthma, arthritis, depression, anxiety. Women who were unhappy died at about the same rate as those who were happy. This trend held for all causes of death, including heart disease and cancer. So some of you guys are like, well, duh. Okay, I don't ever tell a patient, go be happy. I've never prescribed that, all right? But what I have prescribed for them, okay, is exercise, good diet, and I found that if they're in a better mood, they're going to take better cares of themselves. And I also tell them to lower their stress. So maybe anecdotally or indirectly, or I don't know what the word would be for, I would say, overall, you feel less like crap, you feel better about yourself, you're going to do better. So I don't know what this study is trying to tell us, but, you know, your happy-go-lucky people could still be at risk for death. You know, I mean, there's, you know, pretty good chance that all of us are going to die. Okay, I mean, that's a bet a lot of us are going to take. All right, we just want to put it off. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, and we don't want to make our partners miserable while we're trying to be happy, which is something I need to work on. That's a New Year's resolution. Make my husband less miserable. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I had to think about it for a second. I know I'm supposed to have an Instagram account. I'm supposed to have some sort of Periscope. I have not checked out Periscope. I have no idea what all this is. So you got Periscope, Snapchat. Here's my problem. I don't remember all my passwords. I tried to do an Instagram picture, and then I tried to post it up, And then I didn't have my password to connect Instagram to Twitter. I don't know how that stopped all of a sudden, because all the passwords are supposed to be memorized, and that just is a big cluster. And I seriously think I, as well as many of you, spend too much time doing these. I was watching a segment on local Fox 5 by Dave Hall, where you have Instagram, you know, husbands or dads or whatever, where their job is to take pictures of you, and you used to, you know, enjoy going to Disneyland. You used to enjoy going, you know, to see Christmas lights or going out to eat. And the wife is so busy having you photograph her and take pictures, it kind of ruins it. I do the same thing with my husband all the time. I didn't realize I make him do it. He's my photographer. So he'll take a picture of me. And then I'm like, no, you know what, that wasn't good enough, stop, put everything down, let's get a new plate, and then let me do this all over again. No, you know what, can we go outside? And he's like, I'm just trying to eat my soup. I go, yeah, but I got this great idea for a picture in a diner. No, I don't want to do this. And I make him do it all the time, and he gets so grumpy. But, here's the thing. Okay, he'll get all grumpy about the picture, and then he'll want to do it like halfway. But if it's halfway done, I don't let up. So he realizes he better do a good job, and that's the quickest way to get me to stop having him take a picture. And that's what we do. I just get so frustrated because every time I'm like, boys, all of us, let's get, you know, come in for a family picture. None of the boys want to take pictures. Do you guys have that same problem? Well, this is the age of selfies. Kids are taking pictures of themselves all the time, but all of a sudden, they'll come be in a picture with mommy and daddy. Oh, no, I don't want to do that. No. Now, my kids blame me because I throw it on Facebook. They do not want to be there, you know. I don't know, waking up in the morning, you know, in their boxers, and I'm like, oh, you look so cute waking up, my little baby. Let me take a picture and put it on Facebook. So they're like, no. It's like, I got to be careful with that. But a study has come out saying 1/5 of Americans are online, not just too much, constantly. We are constantly online. And some of you guys are kind of nodding, going, I think that's me. 21% of us. Of course, higher income households reported more internet use than lower incomes, and then people age 18 to 29 are on the internet most. 36% constantly. Whether you're on the potty, whether you're eating breakfast, whether you're in bed, whether you're at work, you're online. The majority of Americans, 73%, indicated that they go online on a daily basis. Many go online several times a day. Remember when you would log on in the 90s? You know, you had that, dun, 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 shh, you know, those, yeah, and you were like, okay, you know, it was a real big deal, and there's all this buildup. You were about to go on the world wide web, and you would sit down, you didn't want to miss it, and you're like, okay, I'm about to come on, this is way cool. Now we're just walking around online, chatting and texting, and I'm really surprised we're not as freaked out about privacy issues as we should be. Pew Research Center surveyed collected data from internet users between June and July 2015, and confirmed that Americans are constantly logging in. The young people are the most connected. The study found 36% of people age 18 to 29 are online almost constantly. 50% cannot go on several times a day. You know, I had made all cell phones have to be in the break room or in their purse or in their car or whatever. And one employee quit. She was that addicted to her phone. She's like, why? And I go, well, look at all the mistakes you guys are making, and this work's not getting done. I was gone for 2 hours, and you only did 5 minutes of work. And she quit because she wanted to have access to her cell phone. Now I'm like, look, you're a mom, you're a kid, you know, you got kids or whatever, okay? We got, you know, obviously the office phone. You got breaks to go and check your phone, all right? I want to make sure your parent, you know, your kids can get a hold of you. Okay, you know, everybody answer the phone at the office, so, you know, if there's an important call, it's coming in. But, wow, I've seen my staff on their phones constantly. And we talked about this with attention deficit. How do you know your employee is not making a life or death decision incorrectly because they're going back and forth, looking at a text, texting, thinking about the text? It's ridiculous. It's scary. Teens and adults were found to share similar internet habits, with 24% of teenagers reporting almost constant use and the adults coming to a similar figure. Teens were found more likely to go online daily, 92%, while just 73% of adults indicated this. Now that I'm shocked. So only 73% of adults admitted to actually going online. See, for me, that's my news. That's where I get my news. That's where I get my mail. That's where I find out about, you know, everything going on. So I, you know, that's my schedule. That's where I know where I'm supposed to go, what I'm supposed to do, when I'm supposed to poop, when I'm supposed to pee. So I'm surprised that you got about 20-some percent of you guys that don't even have to go on the internet each day. I'm jealous. 6% of people aged 65 or older reported to go online almost constantly. What else do they have in this study? Multiple devices, smartphones, tablets, are now owned by 3/4 of Americans. You know, that blows my mind. You have to, you know, look at in awe how our electronic industry has exploded as quickly as it has. I mean, remember when cars first came out? Cars were only for the rich. Then eventually, you know, Ford and whoever wanted to make cars more affordable for the average, you know, family so that more people could drive and more people could use them. And that revolutionized transportation. It just revolutionized, you know, the world as we know it. Well, same thing happened with these phones. You know, you having a cell phone, a fancy cell phone, that was for the fancy schmancy people. We never had a cell phone growing up or a satellite phone. And then all of a sudden they figured out a way to make, you know, it more reasonable. Although I still don't think so. These phones were hundreds of dollars. You know, if I wasn't a doctor, I probably would not have bought my first cell phone. That was a good few $100. But people now have different priorities. And so you have people that don't have the money for it, but they're spending it. Why? Because you almost have to stay connected. It's one of those things where, you know, you have to have a wallet. You have to have a credit card. You have to have, I don't know, underwear. You have to have a phone. It just, people need to be, you know, even as a doctor, I need to call a patient, okay? And I can't get a hold of them. I call as many people in that family as possible to get that patient, of course, assuming they give me HIPAA permission, to get that patient to call back going, look, you know, we got some abnormal labs. I got to take care of this now. And many people, they just don't have their phone on them, or it's shut off at work, et cetera. And it's very frustrating. We don't know how to handle this new system we're in where we are able to communicate with people instantaneously. And when we can't, what do? Leave a message. Well, mailbox is full. You know how many times I need to leave a message for a patient and the mailbox is full? Well, now what do? I can't get a hold of them. We don't have message machines. People don't have answering machines hardly anymore because people don't have landlines. So they don't have landlines. They don't have message machines. So now what? How am I supposed to get a hold of people? So it's very interesting how it just kind of the pendulum swings. The olden days, I would come home. All the messages were there as long as it was plugged in. Now, no, my mailbox is full. All right, so interesting. Try to not be overly addicted to your internet. You know, say hi to the family once in a while. Say hi to your boss once in a while. All right, when we come back, America's shrinking middle class. Our middle class is shrinking. I think it's very dangerous from an economy perspective. We'll talk about that. And then they say this mega El Nino may bring on its weather system for the next decade. We'll talk about what's going on with that. 1-877-DOT-TELLY.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit The Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of The Berkey Guy.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, let me move up my chair, get all nice and cuddly to my microphone. It's so cold. I am freezing. I'm going to cuddle up to my microphone. Luckily, my microphone has this. Feel that? This real nice foam thing that provides some warmth. So when my face gets cold or my nose gets cold, I can just Now I can just rub my nose on it. It's really, really nice. Okay, so our middle class is shrinking. No surprise there. As a doctor, I speak about a lot of things with my patients, and, you know, not only about their health and their, you know, in-laws coming into town and the holidays, but, you know, how are they really, really doing? And it blows my mind to see what we're all seeing and what we're all feeling. And sometimes I get really, really down on where I'm at right now financially and what I'm, you know, what I've been able to save and put away, which is nothing. You know, we've basically demolished our savings throughout the recession and, you know, nothing put away for, you know, no little, you know, college savings account for our kids that we were able to do. No retirement, nothing. No retirement plan. And that's not like me, okay? I like to plan. Okay, I like to plan ahead, and I see patients say the same thing. You know, gosh, you know, between me and my wife, we're working. You know, I think I need to put my teenage son to work to help pay the bills. And I remember growing up, my sister and I would, you know, contribute. That's just the way it was. As soon as you get a job, money goes into the pot. But they say this is the first time in more than 40 years that the middle class in America is now accounting for less than half the country's population. Experts say there's a hollowing of the country's core group, with just over 50% of the population now in the upper or lower tiers. The middle class has been in a steady decline since the 1970s and now comprises 49.9% of the U.S. population, according to Pew Research. They say the think tank describes middle class Americans as living in homes with total earnings of two-thirds to two times the median average income. Last year, this equated to incomes ranging from $41,900 to $125,600 for a three-person home. I remember growing up, and, you know, the term six figures was used around a lot. And I'd hear my parents talk and go, wow, they're making close to six figures. No, wow, what do we have to do to make something like that? I don't know. And I can't fix any more washing machines or refrigerators than I'm doing. Well, we gotta think of something. Well, doesn't Dahlia sing? Can't she, like, sing and we make a record? No, you've heard her, she sings. Well, yeah, but kids don't care anymore. She could sing good enough. And I remember hearing these conversations, you know, and, you know, thinking, you know, oh my gosh, you know, if I could one day become a doctor, I may be able to make $80,000 a year or $90,000 a year. Now they're saying incomes, you're still considered middle class up to $125,000 a year. That is a lot of money to have to make, right? Then to be above that, to get out of middle class. They say the middle class accounted for 61% of the adult population back in 1971. Since then, each decade has ended with a similar share of adults living in middle-income households than at the beginning of the decade, and no single decade stands out as having triggered or hastened the decline in the middle. Oh, yeah, right. Can I venture a guess as to which decade might have really started to put the hole in the coffin, please, or the nail in the coffin? The associate director of the research at Pew told CNN that it was another sign of growing income inequality, with more and more people moving into either the lowest or highest possible ranges of the lowest and upper classes. Okay, you know, okay, so we hear this term all the time, or this phrase, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. You know, it's something that I've never been able to even, I guess, practically apply to what I do. You know, there's things I would love to invest in, but I don't have the money. You know, and I'm like, okay, well, if I just had the money, I could then invest in it, and then I could make more money. But no, because what I see around me is investments go sour. You know, right before the recession, things were starting to get good. So we invested in some real estate. Okay, we bought a couple lots in, there's a place that's called Duck Creek, Utah. For any of you guys that live in the Southwest, about three and a half hours away, not as far as Bryanhead, gorgeous place. And so people were buying lots and, you know, building cabins and things like that. So we're like, it's about real estate. You got Vegas booming. People want to be out in the snow and up in the mountains. So we bought some lots. And then when the real estate tanked, those lots weren't worth what we paid for them. You know, we bought a building for our office, not worth what we paid for. And so here you are thinking, okay, well, if I could, you know, start that cycle and that pyramid of, okay, well, the more money you have, the more you invest, the more you can make. No, because, you know, when the economy goes to crap, you know, it'll take your quote-unquote good investments with you, and they're not good investments anymore. So growing up in the 80s, I heard you had to diversify and you had to buy real estate. Now, I don't know what to recommend my kids. Diversified is important, but I don't know. You know, and then you look around you. Who's making it big? Who's making it rich? Okay, well, you know, the people that came up with eBay, the people that came up with Spanx, the Honest Company, I guess that it was Jessica Alba's? You look and you go, okay, where's the formula? My kids ask me that all the time. Okay, so what do I need to do to be successful later? Okay, because, you know, they see what happened with my family where everybody needs everybody else to financially support them. And, you know, they don't want us to be in that position where, they, in addition to them having to pay for their family, they have to pay for other people in our family. And I'm like, well, look, this is what, you know, you need to do. Well, you need to go to college. Okay, yeah, Mom, you say go to college, but why? What is college going to do? Well, you're going to get a degree, but people with degrees don't get jobs anymore. So again, you know, walk me through this. The formula's not there. It used to be you go to college, you get a good job, you go up the corporate ladder, you become vice president, you get some sort of a pension, and you retire. That's not the way things are. Most of us don't have pensions. You know, I tell my teachers and my cops and my, some of the flight attendants get pensions. Some were taken away. I go, look, you know, if you have something like that and, you know, you're thinking about quitting, don't. Okay, you hold on tight. Make it as far as you can. Because the idea of you being able to have a pension is going to really, really take off a lot of the load that many of us are going to be dealing with that don't have. And you just don't see jobs like that anymore. Yeah, you know, some jobs will have like 401ks, and those are nice. Okay, and I mean, you know, go for it. Have them match as much as they can, you know, so you have as much money going into your retirement as possible. But, you know, how many of you guys lost a lot in your 401k when the recession hit? Okay, luckily I didn't really have much. I had like a little baby something back from residency, so I didn't really lose too much because I hardly had anything in there. But, I mean, one of these days I got to start setting that up. So they say in 2015, 20% of American adults were in the lowest income tier, up from 16% to 1971. On the opposite side, 9% of the highest income tier, more than double the 4% share in 1971. And I see people that are unemployed or underemployed. They can only find part-time work. And they're telling me that they are getting replaced by computers or automation or by people that speak Spanish, because they can't speak Spanish. And I'm finding that the population is becoming less marketable. And those that have the marketable qualities, being able to speak Spanish, and help me. You know, I was able to be the first one to get a job out of my class. But, you know, having that marketability, you know, look, you know, a machine can't do what I do. Okay, I'm the creative mind behind the company. I'm the hard worker. I'm the one that has the personality. I'm the one with the communication skills. It's a different world now. And seeing our middle class start to shrink makes me pretty nervous, because we're the bulk of the people that pay the taxes. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.